This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasin with Lin Mark and Noah Lim in the studio this morning. In a little bit, just a minute, we're going to talk about the construction sector. But right now, a quick update out of Bursa Malaysia. The FBM KLCI is in the green, 0.1% up this morning, 1,631 points. On a year-to-date basis, it is still in the red, one down 1%. But on a one-year basis, up 17.5% on that front. And while we are on that note, though, that we're now earlier this week, it was reported that the ECRL, or the East Coast Rail Link, has reached a progress rate of nearly 21% so far, indicating that the project is ahead of its original 2026 completion schedule.
But meanwhile, the government will table the 12th Malaysia Plan once Parliament reconvenes, and that lays out the country's development agendas as well as flagship projects. So will the construction sector stand to benefit from this news flow?
Well, to find out, today we're taking a deeper dive on the construction sector. And to help us with this, we're speaking with Lung Chee Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Investment Bank. Chee Wei, thanks for your time this morning. Now, over the last 12 months, the Bursa Construction Index has gained about 10% or thereabouts, while the KLCI is up around 17%. What has led to this underperformance by construction?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. Well, I believe the underperformance of the KL Construction Index is partly because there's been a slow award of construction contracts over the past 12 months. I think the weak property market conditions also led to fewer building contracts. There were delays in the award of the government infrastructure projects, given the government was busy handling the pandemic. Also, I see the weak results announced by the construction companies in 2020, partly affected by the NCO early part of the year. So we have seen the core earnings actually contracted by 25% for the sector in 2020.
The KL Singapore High Speed Rail project earlier this year was discontinued. What are the implications to the sector?
I believe there's no direct impact on the sector, as the construction works have not started. Only the preliminary engineering design works were done. So it's more of an opportunity cost, one less mega infrastructure project for the contractors. And since the civil works were worth about 30 to 40 billion ringgit in my estimate, but the government is exploring the feasibility of implementing a domestic high-speed rail project. If the project does take off, this would be positive for the sector, given the potential construction contract awards, and the civil works could be similar in terms of value.
There is the focus does look also to be likely now on the MRT3, the ECRL, since the high speed rail appears to be discontinued for the time being. So, what are you watching with respect to these two mega projects?
I'm looking for the revival of the Klang Valley MRT Line 3 project. Yes, there's more emphasis now given that the high-speed rail project has been delayed. I think the MRT3 will be a priority, and it could be included in the 12th Malaysia plan to be announced after the parliament sitting. So I would expect the public display, the engineering design works for this project to start this year, and construction potentially could start next year. So I would also expect the acceleration in implementation of the ECRL, given the good progress with 21% complete now and ahead of the schedule. I would expect more award of contracts to the local contractors because 40% of the civil works are reserved for the locals.
So beyond the these two mega projects, what else will drive the construction sector's core earnings and overall industry in 2021?
Overall, I expect the sector core earnings to rebound by about 9% up this year. And this will be driven mainly by the acceleration in progress buildings in second half of this year on existing projects to catch up on works as a pandemic eases with the vaccinations. And also, I would expect new contract awards to replenish order books from the private and public sectors. I expect the slow recovery of the property sector, the government pump priming via infrastructure spending to improve the prospects for new contracts in the second half of this year.
So copper and steel prices, for example, are going up. How will this affect profit margins?
I will expect some pressure on profit margins on the existing projects because some of these contracts could have secured and assumed a lower steel prices. But given that there was a slow contract awards in 2020, so I do expect the impact to be less substantial at this point in time if the steel prices start to ease.
So is there also pressure in terms of foreign labor as well from your channel checks with the industry players?
There are some concerns that because of border closures, there's no new workers being allowed in. So I think the industry is struggling with making use of the labor force available here, the foreign labor force available locally. But there's some juggling involved, but it's still manageable. But I think the cost has increased.
Chiwei, now coming down to, I guess, the big question here is, when you look at this industry, what are your top picks and why?
Okay, my top picks in the sector currently are Gamuda among the large cap players, Sunway Construction for the mid cap, and HSS Engineers and A&E Elite Consortium among the small cap players.
And what are your downside risks to the top picks?
So the downside risk will be a potential delay in implementation of infrastructure projects. Then there's the political uncertainties that could lead to changes in government policy, and also a slow recovery in property market that could slow down the private sector jobs. These are the key risks that I see.
All right, Chiwei, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Loong Chiwei, Senior Associate Director and Afin Huang Investment Bank. And very quickly, though, let's just look back at this conversation. Noel, was there anything that particularly piqued your interest?
I can tell you it's the top stock picks, right? yeah, that was what I was gearing on. But I think some concerns about labor and also commodity prices, I think that's something they will have to watch out for.
Yeah, and right now we're going into the 9:30 AM News Bulletin. And after that, the Property Show with our colleague Sim Wee Boon. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.